can't quite make the numbers work with houses, I can make them work with duplexes. And I'll go build my apartments down in Hollister.
Any other questions? Comments? Make a motion? You know, what we've always tried to do is make a motion in the affirmative and get it on the floor and then vote it up or down. So are we to the point to where we can do that? We got a motion. Do we have a second to approve? To get it to a vote?
I will.
So we've got a motion and a second. So just let me read real quick. Motion to recommend approval of application 2024-030 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Bee Creek Estates LLC for the parcels located at 1364 Bee Creek Road, parcel 08-5.0-21-000-001-014.00 to be rezoned from R1 zoning district to R2 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye. Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Did you guys get that? So again, you'll basically, you guys will go Monday the 18th, 9 a.m., and do your presentation there with our recommendation is not to approve it, but you still have the right to go between to the Taney County Commission and
absolutely
do the same thing. All right?
Appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate the time. And you guys are welcome to head out if you've heard the case that you're here for.
2-4, the rest against.
Is there six of us?
There's just two, right?
Yeah. Three, five, six, seven. There's seven of us, so here. Yeah, it didn't really.
So, I agree with you. Why are they here?
They had the right to do it, though, so according to Scott.
Well, yeah, I know. I appreciate that.
I couldn't tell. Nobody yelled at me. I didn't know how anybody yelled at me. I didn't know. But it was 4 minutes.
Five.
Five again.
Okay.
5-2. Okay, are we ready for next?
Mm-hmm.
Next, we've got three CUPs. The first one's 2024-015 for James and Cheryl Berry.
Okay, James and Cheryl Berry are seeking a planning commission approval of a conditional use permit for off-premise advertising. The property is located on East Highway 76. The address is to be determined. Let me go through my show here. I think you might have seen it. Here's the bridge going into Forsyth on 76. Here's the new roundabout. Here's the parcel. A little closer look, Manly Hill here. Your zoning, R1.
Actually, that's rezoned to A1.
Oh, that's right. It's old, isn't it?
That's
right.
We just saw that, right?
Yeah, we just changed that. So, yeah, it'd be A1.
Yep.
So is this for the signage?
This is for the actual structure, the sign structure. It's conditional use in A1. We went to the A1. So we made him come back so we can see him again and get the conditional use permit for the structure.
All right. Are we ready to bring the applicant up?
Yeah. Jamie, come on up.
For the post, I think it's all left.
There was.
Because I drive by there. Probably they just want to know what kind of sign you're planning.
Yeah, it's basically going to be where that rectangle is. It'll probably be a double stack sign, 12 by 24 on each side, two of them. There was a sign there before. When they put the sewer through there, they kind of destroyed it. So I was going to try to stick it back.
All right. Well, we're familiar with that. Is anybody in the audience for or against this application? Nobody? This one's pretty straightforward, and we were aware of it before. So do we have enough information to get a motion? Got a motion to approve and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
I appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
One more step, just your little sign permit application. Then we'll quit on that. Then I'll get to visit with you. So.
Thank you.
All right, we'll move on to CUP 2024-016.
Okay, property owners Vincent and Kayla Tichner is seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for a clinic slash doctor's office. Property is located at 2503 U.S. Highway 160 in Walnut Shade, and its present zoning is A1. So you can see Highway 65 over here, and if you take Highway 60, go all the way down almost to the junction with 248, they're right here. A little closer in. Can see it's this is where they're wanting to build the clinic hospital right in here. A little closer up again, there's two structures. It looks like a barn and a house. There's their zoning A1. Here's a little drawing of what they want to do. They're going to kind of change the alignment a little bit and come straight off this driveway entrance into where they're going to build this structure. This is that same road looking out. That's how you, if you're going out their driveway towards the road, Highway 160. This is looking to the east. Looking to the west. There you go. Applicant, want to come up and talk a little bit about your project?
What are the conditions, if it's approved, that was on one of those slides? That would.
It's just something I put together. It's in your packet, too.
Okay, but those are the items that would.
He'll have to follow these, yes. Just pretty much, you know, his conditional use requirements, his construction permits. He's got to meet all those guidelines.
Okay. Good evening.
Evening. Pull this up a little bit. Sorry. I'm Dr. Vince Tichner. As stated, I am hoping to build a small clinic, not a hospital. So not a full hospital. Be a small structure, 24 feet by 32 feet. Couple exam rooms, office in there. Few parking spots coming off our current driveway. It's going to be a direct primary care clinic, which is a low volume clinic, 300, maybe up to 500 patients total, perhaps 10 patients per day, primary care. So no, the building itself, I don't know if it's up there, but the building itself is going to look like a small house, white siding, green roof, much like the house we already have on the property. And I guess a good question of why there, as has been stated before, property is pretty expensive and we already have space to do it. And I have a a lot of construction skill to help make the construction cheaper and try to help pass those savings on to patients, try to help decrease the cost of their health care.
So in peak time, 2 to 3 cars, maybe at the most, for
at
patients
once.
Coming at any one time?
Correct. So if it was a really, really bad flu season or something, I could envision maybe 60, 65 patients a week. But usually it's going to be more like 50 at the most, I would anticipate, given the number of patients that I want to carry. Because part of the appeal of this kind of practice is being able to get in quickly, within about 24 hours. And if I take too many patients, I can't do that. So I'm not anticipating more than at max 65 vehicles a week, you know. And I'll have spot for... I'm planning on having 3 spots for parking, but I'm not anticipating having 3 vehicles all at one time at any point. And it will have its own septic system. Already have that soil analysis, everything like that done. Have the commercial building permit submitted. That was completed today. So hopefully I have all of my ducks in a row for it.
All right. Well, let's see. Do we have anybody in the audience that signed up to speak for or against this application? No, we're saving everything for the last one. Any other questions for the applicant?
Have you spoke to MoDOT on the current entryway?
I have not yet.
If that would matter to them being commercial building?
Right. We would prefer to have a separate driveway because you can see the driveway we currently have is right there co-located with our neighbor. Now, our passageway on the highway and theirs don't actually like come together. It's just the same spot. And I know that since they increased the speed limit to 50, they've been really strict on new driveways. We would prefer to have a separate driveway for it. That would help our neighbor out, even though I don't think it's really going to injure the use of her driveway having it there.
Well, if anything, they may make you widen it out a little bit for commercial.
And that's fine with me.
Yeah. But that would be up to them.
Any other questions?
So you're actually coming in on an easement on the neighbor right now?
All of it is ours. So but in here, this small yellow triangle is ours right now.
Oh, okay.
So that is our property as well.
Okay.
We bought 2 separate.
I see. They just kind of come together at the highway.
Yeah. So this larger plot and this one were together, and then this is a separate one.
Okay.
We just don't have them joined on the map.
Gotcha.
It is all ours, and our neighbor kind of passes through that to access the highway.
Right. So did you say you were replacing the building or renovating?
It'd be new construction.
Okay.
And to the right of it.
Yeah, there's just an open spot here where the building would be.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yep, right in this open spot right here.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And this septic system would go off to the north into the field there.
You said you're a general practitioner?
Yes. Yeah, family medicine.
Any other comments, questions? We good enough to throw a motion out there on this one?
I make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Motion is second to approve. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Did you get that?
Yep.
Presley? You were looking down. I just wanted to be sure you got it. All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
She knows all those boys.
Yep. All right. So now we're down to the last one. So here we go. Appreciate your patience this evening. So we've got CUP 2024-017, nightly rental use of existing single family home. Fruit Farm Road.
Yes, Beth Hammonds is seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for the existing single-family home for nightly rental use property located at 1098 Fruit Farm Road. The property is presently owned A1